listening to Sabercast, brought to you in Technicolor Saber Vision. I can't do it.
That's the part that always makes me laugh.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it this time.
All right.
You're listening to Sabercast, brought to you in Technicolor Saber Vision. I'm Kate from The Willful Caboose.
And I'm Heather B. from Top Shelf.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now an update from the second intermission of the Buffalo-Ottawa game. Ryan Miller is bad, the power play is poor but not suicidal, and Derek Roy is a diver. The score is currently 2-2, but probably not for long. Back to you, Kate.
Thanks, Heather B. So, Heather.
Yes, Kate.
I'm thinking about Ryan Miller right now. I feel like we should have some sort of feature on our podcast about him.
How about the Ryan Miller Minute?
Good idea.
I thought so.
So, he kind of broke my heart last night with his whole crabbing about everyone else on the team.
He was definitely kind of a brat, I will give you that.
And that was the first time he was really like that. Until that moment, I was always willing to forgive Crunchy.
Right.
For, you know, people let in softies. It happens. I'm forgiving. I really am forgiving. But when you start calling out people, when you suck yourself, I don't know.
It's the first time his candor has kind of stepped over the line, I think, into insulting more than...
It wasn't so much charming as it was
right. really obnoxious.
Totally, totally obnoxious. So I don't know. That's your Ryan Miller Minute.
That's perfect.
We're geniuses.
We are geniuses.
Okay, I think it's time that we get down to business here and just discuss the state of the Sabres.
The state of the Sabres.
Yeah.
All right.
I think the Sabres are pretty bad.
They probably are not going to win the Stanley Cup this year.
It's shocking. It's shocking even today.
I can't get over it.
28th.
I know. I don't even know.
But yeah, they're not going to win the Stanley Cup. They're not going to make the playoffs, Heather.
They're not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
It pains me to say it, but they are not going to make the playoffs.
It's been a disaster.
It's been a really bad year. It's been one of those years where I don't want to say everything that could have gone wrong could
certainly
have gone
not.
Wrong because...
Let's not taunt the hockey gods that way.
It probably could have been worse somehow,
certainly.
Some way. But it was pretty bad. A lot of stuff went wrong.
I think if we could go back in time and talk to ourselves and tell ourselves in June everything that would happen.
Oh, man.
This would be our worst case scenario.
Pretty much everything that you wouldn't want to happen happened.
Starting
before the season even
started. Free agency.
Yes.
And then you and I, we were so positive. We whipped ourselves into a frenzy of defending these guys.
I can't even believe some of the stuff I wrote at the beginning of this season. I meant it.
Of course.
But oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's just, you're right. It's the total worst case scenario.
They proved us wrong.
They proved us really wrong.
It's not a permanent wrong, I don't think.
No, I don't think it is either.
I think it's a larger scale thing that we're going through than we thought it would be.
Good.
Sure.
For the team, maybe, logically. But yeah, it pretty much sucked to watch it unfold.
Absolutely. So okay. That's the bad news. The bad news is that the Sabres are bad.
The bad news is
that the
Sabres are
bad. And they've been bad for one full season.
Yes.
The good news.
The good news is, like you said, I don't think it's going to be they're not doomed for the next 5 years or anything like that.
And they're not bad because they're like old and untalented.
Right. They're young.
Yeah.
They're inconsistent. They're kind of bratty. They're very insistent on trying to do things their way, it seems. From the outside. I mean, obviously we don't know the inner workings of the team or anything, but I think there are some things that happened that were good that, you know, they can kind of build on. And I think even in the bad season, some players came out okay, and some players really started to grow into things that they should be able to continue to grow into next year.
So what would you say was sort of the highlight? The best thing that happened
this year? The best thing that happened this year. Well, we've talked before about Jason Pominville.
Jason Pominville.
And
Palmer
how
Doodle.
He really, like, he had such a good year. And I think people were talking about him dropping off without Danny Briere. And I didn't expect him to fall off the face of the earth or anything. I thought that was kind of extreme. But I will say I did not expect him to match his production from last year, which he has done just about, I think, pretty close.
Right.
And he's added other things. Like, I think he's a much better defensive player than he was last year. You know, he plays on the first unit penalty kill. And just maturity-wise, it seems like he has literally grown up in front of us in 1 year.
I think that's what I've been most impressed with him. I'm a new hockey fan, so I don't have... it's hard for me to look at... Well, it's impossible for me to compare him to last year, but... I've been so impressed by his demeanor, both on the
right.
ice and off the ice, in interviews. I mean, he's a steady little puppy.
He is,
doodle.
Yeah.
He just, you know, he gets whether he's getting the job done or not, he seems very calm.
Yes.
And he seems like a leader. I mean, that's the other thing that's been really awesome to watch, is that when he got named captain, you know, that was the beginning of this month. It was,
right.
It was... 75% of the way through the season, more than that, maybe. And it was a surprise to me, even then.
Yeah, oh
but
yeah, definitely.
As soon as he got the C, it was like, oh.
Right.
And he just,
Jason Pominville.
It seemed to suit him so well. That's been awesome.
And I think he just, the team's biggest problem, I think, has been inconsistency. They play really hard for 40 minutes, and then they disappear for 20. Or they play really hard for 20 and disappear for 40. And he is one of the few young players, I think, that has really played hard every night.
Totally.
I think he has really found a way to contribute to every single game that he's played in.
I agree. Yay!
Yay, Jason
Pominville!
Woo!
Palmer Doodle! Yay!
Hank highlight. Hank Tillinger grabs the puck, carries it down the ice. He's in the crease, shoots it off the post, and that's your Hank highlight. When the night looked dark and the season looked over, one man stepped up and saved the day. Paul Gostad. If you're out and about, give a honk for the goose. We were doing really well. We watched about 58 minutes of hockey without caring what happened
at all
in the end.
We just we watched the Senators score. We didn't care.
No, we really didn't. And then
Goose
ruined it. And now pretty much the worst thing that could possibly happen tonight has happened, and we are going to a shootout.
It's devastating.
Do you know that the Sabres are 2-9 in shootouts games?
Oh, I do know. Okay, let's see what happens.
Let's watch.
Oh! He stopped it!
Ryan Miller has just made a save in the shootout. I repeat, Ryan Miller has just made a save.
The season is saved.
Oh, I hate these guys.
Oh, God.
No! Please! Please! Do not let Daniel Alfredson win this game. That is a moral victory in itself, people. I don't really care if we lose
saved.
At this point. Daniel Dalfordson did not score.
Wait, did we win the game? That's it?
Yeah, because they shot first.
Holy crap! The season is saved! Okay. So, Heather, Who were your favorite Sabres and your least favorite Sabres? Saber.
Tonight, I have to say, I was really into Mike Weber. Probably is my favorite. I don't remember like one super specific play that he made, but I'm just really impressed with, as young as he is and inexperienced he is, how together he looks and how well he's jumping into plays and getting into scrums, and like he's not hesitant at all like young players sometimes.
That's true. And he and Sakira together have been remarkable. Usually you would want to, I would think you'd want to put
right.
a young guy with a more experienced right. guy, but
totally. And I mean, as much of a washout as this season kind of was, I'm really eager to see what they do next year. If they keep this up, if they have kind of a stumble, I don't know. I think in the long run, I have a pretty good feeling about them.
Me too.
My least favorite Saber tonight, I have to say, even though he did eventually pull out the win in the shootout for once, is Ryan Miller. He was terrible in the first half of the game. I think both... the first two goals that he let in were not very good. And again, it goes back to, if you're going to criticize your teammates after a loss, you had better come out and play the best game that you can play the next game. And he didn't do that.
He did not do
he
that.
He got lucky that he got the win. So
it's true.
How about you? Favorite and least favorite?
I'll start with least favorite.
Okay.
And it's kind of a group of guys.
Okay.
I've just grown very tired of all those guys that are kind of invisible throughout the course of a game, and that's like mm-hmm. Kotalik, Bernier, although he's kind of new, we'll right. cut him some slack. And even Vanek lately, it's just, when he's not on, it's just, it's like he's not even part of the game.
Right.
And then you notice him for whatever reason in the game, and it's like, oh yeah, Vanek! That's right, Vanek! Uh-huh. Where's he been? Is he still on the Sabres? What's going on? And I just want something. Even if it's to screw up, I guess. I should not say that out loud, but man.
I have to say, to agree with you, the way Kotalik plays really well and then disappears for huge stretches
yeah, it's
has
irritating.
Always bothered me. It's very irritating. How about your favorite?
My favorite is an unusual favorite, but when Max is on, I mm-hmm. love him. I love Max when he's fat, feisty, and
he had
fast
a good game,
and
definitely.
All over the place. And he's so fun in a crazy way when he's on.
Elbows and legs
totally,
flying.
It's great. So,
yeah, he had a good game tonight, definitely.
So that's it.
All right.
Okay. Okay, hi guys, this is Kate. Heather B and I are total idiots, and we forgot to record something to end the show. So she's gone back to her house. And I'm just going to end the show. Say thank you for listening to our first SaberCast, and hopefully there'll be more. Yeah, let's go Buffalo. Uh-oh, the Montreal game just ended, and I'm going to have to make a little addendum to the podcast.